Hello and welcome back to the best decision I have ever made. Co-hosting this podcast with the smartest, coolest, funniest, and hottest person I know, Sable Yong.
Oh, back at ya.
I am Tynan. This is Smell You Later. Get into it.
Whoa, that was a strong intro.
Thank you so much. I am really excited to be back. I feel like I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks.
I know, because I've been sick.
You got sick. It's not like we don't talk every day.
Yeah. But it's not the same.
It's not the same. And also, we didn't record last week because we pre-recorded a bunch the week before.
Yeah.
So this week I was just like,
on top of shit.
I know, for once. We're back in our guest era.
Yeah.
Not this week, but we have some really, really, really exciting guests coming up.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I can't wait. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I just like releasing things as they come. Mm-hmm. No hype, no tease.
No hype.
I don't get the whole like tease economy.
No.
I mean, maybe if you're like Supreme or Glossier, I get it, but we're a fucking podcast.
You're allowed to tease if the deliverable is already in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Then it's fine.
I feel like teasing is just like tempting fate.
Oh,
like something will go wrong.
Absolutely.
All teases.
And you know how superstitious I am with all that shit.
Yeah. I've never worked with any company that was releasing something editorially, commercially, where something didn't go wrong.
Sure.
And I'm like, why are we stressed? Why are we setting ourselves up to be stressed out?
Right.
Just under promise, over deliver.
There we go.
Always in life.
All about that.
Yes. That's the Smell You Later way.
Exactly. I love it. I'm so excited to be back.
Yeah.
Sitting across from you like it should be. The sky is very dark right now.
It is ominous.
I was walking here and I was like, why is the sky black?
I wonder if there'll be like thunderclap.
I don't know.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Is it still, I guess it's kind of still spooky season.
I feel like the holidays in their own way are very spooky.
I agree. I feel like they really crept up this year.
I know.
I don't know. It's already like, oh my God, like mid-November.
I know.
And I was like, wait.
I'm going to hurl.
I'm, no, what?
Like, what? I feel like now that we're exiting out of the pandemic, big question mark on that statement.
I
feel like we're all regaining our sense of time, but it's like not what it should be.
No.
I'm like, oh, it is almost 2022.
It's going too fast.
Help me.
I also think, because like I've been like going out of my house more and like attending events and stuff, it feels like it used to.
Mm-hmm. And this is not a complaint. I'm very grateful for this life that I have, but the last 2 weeks, I have had a PR thing or a work thing. Forgive me for sounding like a douchebag every night of the week.
Oh my God, I can't. I couldn't do it.
And it's like, this has got to stop. I love my apartment, obviously, and I like love being home and alone.
You go to a real job in an office all day and then you go out. Mm-hmm. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to do that when I was at Allure, and now I'm just like, how the fuck did I do that?
Yeah.
Although it was kind of great because it gave me an excuse to leave early.
Well, and like free dinner and drinks.
And free dinner and drinks, yes. And swag.
Right, right.
I take it back. It was great.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm grateful that we can do that again.
Yeah. Wait, what events have you gone to?
I don't know. Monday, I had a dinner with the founder of In Beauty Project.
Oh.
Which was cool.
Yeah. I see their stuff all the time. On the gram.
Yeah. Yeah. They're very Instagrammable. Tuesday, I can't remember if you're listening. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you. Oh, Wednesday, I had drinks with Azioni.
Mm.
The week before, I had drinks with Lead, who does Cloud and REM Beauty. It's like pull up.
Pull up.
Yeah. So it's just
Did you get the REM?
I got some of REM. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was lucky to get Ariana's beauty collection pre-launch, and I will say
you actually write editorially too, so like you would cover it.
I fucking covered it.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's
whereas
fine.
Like I get things and don't cover them.
I will say the product is actually really good.
Oh, okay.
I tried the highlighter and the liquid eyeshadow, and I know that like at this point a liquid eyeshadow is liquid eyeshadow, but I will say it's like very good.
Some are more superior to others.
This one is a superior formula. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks amazing. It like, okay, so like the base pigment is like 50% opacity. So it gives you like a nice like wearable sheer wash, but it builds really nicely. And the micas in it are like flat and sort of larger, like Fenty Gloss Bomb.
I
so
see.
It's like shimmery, but it's also like wet and it wears perfectly all day. I'm like really excited about it actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Nice.
Shout out.
Yeah, I saw that all of the the influencer mailings came with like a space helmet.
A space helmet, yeah.
Which is cool, but again, I'm like, ooh, thunder.
I know.
Can you hear that? Yeah, like what the fuck are you supposed to do with the space helmet afterwards?
Agreed.
Like it didn't look big enough to actually put on your head. So I was like,
I think it was actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I was like, maybe you can like ride a Revel and like wear that scoot around town in an REM space helmet that will not protect you if you get
it. Yeah, that will shatter the minute immediately, it hits like wind.
Immediately dead. But like, I was like, huh.
I never mind. I'm We are surrounded by so much fragrance right
so,
now.
So, yeah. I've been like swimming in fragrance.
We both received so much fragrance lately, but none of the same shit.
That is true. You know what I mean? We always have like a variety of sources. I have the new Byredo Mumbai Noise.
That is... Okay,
which
wait.
Is
we
good.
We were just talking
we
about
it. We were
just
talking about
it. And having two completely different conversations about
it. Uh-huh.
Are you wearing it right now?
I'm not wearing it right
perfect.
Now.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
You... Okay, so I... actually do want to pull up the notes because I do think they're worth talking about.
Yeah.
This is a Byredo coffee scent, which
I didn't know that. I would not have thought that.
Well, it is. And it's, I get coffee in it, but I am also looking for it in it. Do you know what I mean?
So you have the bias.
I do, but it's warm and gourmand. Like I want a coffee scent to be. And I just love it. It's like you said, it's super spicy. It's really woody. To me, it's really coffee. Mm-hmm. It's really syrupy. I mean, it is. It's not a heavy scent. Like, it doesn't wear heavily, but it weighs on you.
Yeah. I'm going to close my kitchen window. I just realized I'll just open it.
Okay.
I was like, what is that pitter-patter?
Oh, my God. It's just us now, you guys. Sable's gone. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Can we, like, not have another natural disaster? I'm so sick of living through, like, events.
Look, my bathroom just got fixed a couple weeks ago. Like, can we not do this again? I guess if it's hail, it won't flood. Technically. You know. Well, you know, just cry. Just let it out, Sky.
Exactly.
Let it all out.
Oh, my God. My fucking windows are open.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Wait, do they open, like, this or like this?
No, they open like that. It's like opens like maybe 2 inches. All right. At
well,
best. Fuck.
I feel like rain never goes straight down. It's always like at an angle. So maybe it's at an advantageous angle.
What if the angle's in my window?
Then it's bad luck.
Fuck me. My white velvet couches.
Oh, shit.
It's fine. It's fine. You can't take it with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, well,
let's just hope for the best.
Did we even say the name of this fragrance? Mumbai Noise.
Mumbai Noise. Yes, we had. I can see like a bitter coffee note.
Really?
I can kind of glean that, yeah.
Okay.
But I get really like strong oud and like leather spice.
Yeah.
A little bit of smokiness, but like it's like a sweet spice.
Yeah.
A little bit cinnamony.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean this is a very me fragrance in that it's just warm and sweet and spicy and woody and all those things.
It smells like a cowboy. Which I do like.
Do you think?
A little bit. Like a spice cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Top note is Divana.
What is that?
It's an herb.
Okay.
Let me confirm
Because that. Every scent that has featured Divana, I think smells like citronella.
Oh.
Yeah.
Including
this.
Not this.
I get like a little bit of citronella.
What is the one from Byredo that you do think smells like citronella? Lil Fleur.
Yes, yep. Lil Fleur.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes.
The heart of it is tonka and coffee. Mm-hmm. The base is labdanum, sandalwood, and agarwood.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like this. Yeah, it's very like syrupy to me, really spicy.
Yeah, it has like a nectary kind of resinous quality
to
it.
Yes, absolutely resinous.
Yeah. I mean, it's sexy. It's like kind of dark and sexy.
It's very dark.
I would be very attracted to the person wearing this, I feel. I don't think I personally would wear it, but I think I'd be very attracted to someone wearing it.
Yeah, Divana's it's an aromatic herb. Like I said to you before we started recording, I love it. It hits all the right notes for me. And I love it because I love that it's coming from Byredo because I love them. That was redundant. But I do wish it was a little bit more complex or did a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's a really linear. It has a really linear wear. We are going to die.
Oh my God.
This is like the third great flood.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think like pelted.
Right?
What the heck? Shush.
This is how we die.
This is how we go.
I love that it's like actively getting worse.
Like, it's just like a sheet of water down the window.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You can stop now. Like, okay. I'm hoping that because it's a straw, it'll just stop in like 10 minutes.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, it never rains as hard.
It never rains as hard. Yeah.
Anyways, Mumbai Noise is very, very good.
Yes.
I think it's my favorite thing that Byredo has released this in the year.
Yes. I agree.
Because there's been, well, actually a year and a half. It was Lil Floor, fucking
Open Sky, Open Mixed Sky, Emotions.
Mixed Emotions.
Young Rose.
Young Rose.
What else?
I think that
that's
was it.
Mostly it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Space Rage with Travis Scott.
But oh, right.
That
was, yeah.
No one got that, so it didn't count. Yeah, this is, they're all good, but this is more in my realm
yeah.
of mm-hmm. things that I love.
Yeah, this feels beefier.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beefy release.
What else?
Anyway, what else? House of Beau?
Yeah, I don't know anything about them, but you do.
I know not that much more, but it is, I think, a new brand. It's a Mexican brand. Mm-hmm. Rodrigo Flores Rue was the perfumer behind them.
So, yes.
There's three scents. I didn't like study the press release close enough, but I'm like, I think they have to do with like ethereal kind of transparency and about nature in the spiritual world, okay. something, something. I'm probably butchering this, but the three scents I have, Espiritu, Lamar, and Agua de Santos, they are very ethereal and light. Light, but very complex.
Okay.
They kind of wear like a veil of a place.
Ooh.
It's very dreamy. Also, the bottles are gorgeous. It's a rectangle bottle with this very heavy weighted stone cap.
Yeah.
In like a dome.
So what's with the primer though?
Yeah, the primer is an interesting thing. You just spray it on beforehand. Okay. It's like it's almost like a face mist.
Huh.
It's like a slightly like a serum-y face mist that just moisturizes your skin so the fragrance oils stick to it better. Because moisturized skin holds fragrance longer.
Yeah. Okay.
So I get it.
Sorry,
it's scentless.
I didn't back into that. It comes with a bottle that looks different, but actually really beautiful.
Yeah.
With a sort of like milky white fluid in it.
Yeah.
And it just says primer.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's like you can prime your skin.
Hmm.
Although I've worn the fragrances without the primer and they stay.
Really?
Yeah. Like they stick around.
I haven't worn any of them, but I smelled them when I came over today and Espiritu really spoke to me.
Yeah.
I might be.
That's like the spiciest one. But that one also to me gets a little like cinnamon gummy.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not complaining about
I know that. You love that.
Yeah.
But the other ones actually, Lamar reminds me so much of a Louis Vuitton fragrance.
Mm.
Afternoon Swim.
Oh.
Or was it something about like Sun Song? There was like three Louis Vuitton samples I had in the same collection that were like very summery and deserty. And that reminds me so much of that.
Nice.
I don't know who is more affordable than the other, but.
Right. Probably not Louis Vuitton.
Probably not Louis Vuitton. But I also think these just look cooler. So go with that.
I do like the Louis Vuitton bottles a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. They're one of those things that like if you have one on your counter, like it's the only thing you can have because it's so simple that it's like anything else is just in a clash. Not that I care. Look at my life. But
yeah,
you know.
Oh, no, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I bought gifts for you.
Oh, yay.
Come bearing gifts.
Present time. Okay. Present time.
Most of this I.
In his pink Telfar bag.
Oh, my God. Wait. I met your editor.
What? Who?
I met your editor on the way here.
Who?
Your like book editor.
Wait, fuck, how?
Or your manager. Who is she?
Kate?
Yes.
Wait, they're both named. My agent and my editor are both named Kate.
No, your editor.
Oh, how did you meet her?
Red hair, right?
Yes.
Okay, I walked onto the train with, I'm wearing a pink Otherland pullover. I had my pink Telfar on me.
Yeah.
And I had like pink sneakers,
of
right?
Of course you did.
And this, I see this woman, and we're all masked, of course.
Mm-hmm,
wear a mask on the train, you sick fucks. I see this woman see me, and then sort of like, I was like, she either recognized me or saw me and recoiled.
What?
And I was like, oh God, that was okay.
No.
But then I saw her like look at me like two other times.
Yeah,
and then
she
was like, are you Tynan Buck? And I was
so funny.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And
sure.
She's like, oh, I'm Sable's editor. And I was like, oh. And then we just like kind of chatted for a while. She was like, I love the podcast. Like, you guys are so good. Blah, blah, blah. She was really, really sweet.
She is. She's awesome.
It was so cute.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate.
That's so funny.
Anyway.
This whole world.
It was very cute.
I owe her an email probably. So
it's fine. Okay. Gift number one or whatever. Number one, I brought you Molecule 01.
Finally.
Because you don't have this, right?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Now I can smell like nothing.
Yeah, enjoy
it. Love it.
I brought you the Let me make sure it's right. The Kaoli Vanilla.
Oh my God.
I can't stop fucking talking about
it. Wait, I thought, do you have one for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I brought, I'm not sure if this is out yet. Whatever. I brought you the new Tom Ford. Yeah.
It is out and oh my God.
Okay. Yes. It's a Palo Santo scent. How do you say that? You know, I don't fucking know how to say
Palo
that.
Palo Santo.
No, not that. The name
of
that.
Oh. Ebene Fumé. Ebene Fumé. I hope it's Ebene Fumé because then it would rhyme.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of dashes on all of the E's, yeah. And it's throwing me off.
There's a lot going on there.
A clear bottle. Interesting move for it's Tom pretty, Ford. Right? Yeah.
The scent as well is nice. Really...
It does remind me of things I've smelled before.
Yeah. It's really incense-y, obviously. Are you putting it on your leg?
Yeah, because I have fragrance on like my wrists and my neck, so I put it on my knee. I'm running out of limbs.
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
It's a very literal take on a... incense on Palo Santo, whatever, but I will say that there is like a minty fresh note that really cuts through it.
Yeah.
It's nice, right? Ooh. I wore it all day yesterday. And it's like, oh, this smells great.
Yeah.
I knew immediately it was going to be more you than me, though. So
it is.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Also, because like they don't respond to my emails. So thank you.
What?
I always have to like double email.
Why do they have to? Why do they talk to me, but not you?
You actually write. I will write.
Yeah, but you're famous.
No. I have a couple fragrance stories coming out, so I can sail on that for a while when people will pitch me and be like, I saw your story, can you please do this?
Yeah,
and I'll be like, yes, finally.
You know what I also tricked them into sending me with that is Tom Ford Metallic.
Oh.
Which is so much more vanilla than I thought it was. So I smelled it in a situation that I will have to tell you off the air.
Ooh.
And I was like, wait a minute, this is like sweet and nice. I thought it was going to be really gunmetal-y or like whatever, metallic. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it is, but it's a really sweet take on that. So I'm like, can you also throw in that? And they're like, yeah, of course. So
they don't really have a reason to be stingy with samples.
No, they're Tom Ford. You've got money.
They have money. They have units. Maybe it's like a new, I think it's new people. It's not the same people I dealt with when I was at Allure.
Oh, sure.
Because whenever they would just send things willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Like any beauty release they had, they would just send it.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, thanks. But now I'm like, I didn't realize it was like pulling teeth.
Right.
Jeez.
Well.
Jesus. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay.
I have one more thing for you, but I'm going to I'll give it to you in another segment.
Okay. Oh my God.
I know. The anticipation.
I mean, it makes sense because this is the gift guide episode.
This is the gift guide episode. Yes. We realized last time that we did our gift guide pretty late in the game.
Yeah.
So we wanted
like December.
Yeah. We wanted to give you guys some time to shop.
A bit. Also now with the whole like supply chain issue thing, I guess earlier is better.
People keep saying that and I have no idea what it means and I refuse to learn.
It's just like things will take longer.
Oh, it's why my furniture was all late.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think I've personally experienced that. Oh, wait, no, actually, I am waiting on two lamps.
Hmm. From where?
Hey, or hi, H-A-Y.
Huh.
Yeah. I was like, hello, did you send them? Can I have them, please? I would like them.
I've never heard of them.
They're a Danish design company.
Cute.
They just do like home stuff.
Nice.
You've definitely seen these lamps. I guess if you look at like house Instagram, they just look like regular skinny stick lamps with a pleated.
Did you say skinny dick lamps?
Is it stick?
Oh, sorry.
It says skinny dick lamps.
Like, give me some of those.
I mean, sure.
Sure.
But yeah, it just has like a pleated shade.
Oh, cute.
In like a classic cone shape. But yeah.
Nice.
They had a sale a couple of weeks ago and I was like, give it to me.
I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, give me my lamps.
Yeah. She's got to light her place up.
Got it. Yeah.
Looks like the sky just opened up again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I knew it. Whenever it downpours, it lasts for like 10 minutes and then it's done.
Well.
But I'm like, please don't leak into my building.
Yeah.
Honestly, homes should be waterproof.
Yes.
What? I shouldn't have to worry about this.
No, agree.
I've been betrayed too much.
Too many times. Sable. Anyway,
yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay. I smell so fucking good.
Wow.
This new-ish brand that I got a discovery set from, it's called Maison Crivelli.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I have that too. I haven't worn any of them, though.
They sent me a discovery set, which comes with their own blotters, which I always love. But the blotters have this special paper that when you get it wet, so when you spray the fragrance on it, it reveals a picture.
What? I threw those away.
What? Okay. I just was like, oh, good. There's blotters, and each of the blotters has the name of the fragrance on it, so you don't lose track, which I thought was very clever.
That is nice.
And then when I sprayed, I thought it was like maybe a special paper. It looks kind of like a scratch and sniff almost, or like a lotto card.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe it's like an absorbent thing, so it holds the scent. But then as soon as I sprayed it, it's like, psh, and then a piece of art gets revealed. They're like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But also their scents are really good. And this one that I'm wearing is called Iris Malakan.
That's the only one I've worn.
Yes. It's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, we both
love Iris.
We love Iris.
Yeah.
Iris can veer very powdery, mm-hmm. depending on what you do with it. It can mm-hmm. it can go like super feminine, flowery, powdery. Yeah. But this is a very musky, sultry, smoldering kind of take on Iris.
That's really nice.
Which I like. It's not a loud scent, but it is, I don't know, it just has this simmering quality to it that is like, oh, it's so good.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's like really puffy.
Yeah.
You know?
It has texture.
Yeah.
It has really good texture to it.
Yeah. I think they took Iris and I don't know. I have nothing more to add to that than just like they did something really lovely with it.
Yeah.
They didn't exactly reinvent it, but like you said, it's a little musky, a little smoky.
Yeah.
Not very feminine.
Yeah.
Which is nice and really, really wearable. I love Iris.
Yeah, I love it. Whew, I can't stop selling myself.
So good.
It's so good. I think they're, I want to say like new-ish to the US.
Okay.
Because they're distributors who sent us the discovery sets.
Were very good to us. Shout out to them.
Very good to
us.
What
up, Emma?
They were like, oh, here's a new brand that we're repping and they're really exciting. So
yeah. The discovery scent came with, well, like what, 10 fragrances or 8? It was a big one.
It was a lot. Yeah.
And then they sent the other one. So
extra one that was an extra.
Yeah, we got a lot to go through.
There's a lot.
Which I'm not complaining.
It's just so fun to go through an exploratory set with the blotters and this like very cool, I don't know.
I'm so stupid.
You just threw them away.
What? I don't know, because you know that I don't do the whole.
That's true. Yeah,
blotter performance.
You go straight to skin.
I have to smell it on my skin.
No.
You know.
I don't do.
Well.
I need sampling first.
You live, you learn.
Yeah. But all of them are pretty great. My other favorite is Santal Volcanique.
Ooh.
Volcanic. Maybe I'm putting the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
But it is also like a pretty unique take on a santal. It's not, it doesn't read sandalwoody to me at all.
That sort of smells like a boy in a mall.
Yeah.
It is wait, like, I like this, maybe.
It's kind of like rocky and like rugged.
Wait, but, this smells like different every time I smell it. I'm going to wear that tomorrow.
It's really interesting.
That's so good.
Yeah. I haven't sprayed. Well, they're all like stale now, but that's a good one.
Okay. You've re-excited me to go through that discovery set.
Yeah. I guess you can order the discovery set from their website, I think. We'll look it up later.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Well, I realized that I should have talked about this last week to get in front of the launch and get people excited, but I also don't care. I am wearing the brand new Eilish by Billie Eilish.
Yes. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
The new Billie Eilish scent.
Wait, is it on like your wrist?
It's actually all over me because I let this screw neck air dry and I realized when I was steaming it that it kind of smells funky and I'm mad. But yes, it is. Wait. It's on my, can you smell it?
Yeah, subtle. It's quite subtle.
I wish it was a little stronger. I will say that. Oh, I also, here, this is the first thing I brought you. It's the comp file.
Yeah. Did they send you a proper sample?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, not what I expected.
It's not what I expected
anyway,
at all. Okay, so
go off.
The big elephant in the room is that I worked on this launch. I am very excited. It was one of the coolest projects I've ever worked on. I wrote all the copy for it. And yeah, I mean, like, obviously, what a dream come true. You know what I mean? To do like a global celebrity fragrance launch with one of the biggest celebrities in the world, biggest pop stars in the world. I got this mysterious email in at like June. I've been working on it all summer. And they were like, we've got a beauty writing project. It's for a fragrance with like global talent, very young, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, but, and they like,
I remember you telling me that. Yeah. And you were like, is this a scam?
Right. And they're like, you hop on a call about it. I was like, sure, whatever. And they like wouldn't tell me who it was on in an email, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get it. And like, I signed in the NDA, whatever. And then they got me on the phone and I was like, who the fuck is this? Like BB Rexha or some shit, which I still would have done because I wanted the experience of doing all this. And they're like, it's Billie Eilish. And I was like, what? So yeah, very, very, very cool. Very exciting. It was like one of the coolest parts of my summer anyway. The fragrance is so good.
It's very good.
Truly. And I only smelled it like this week.
That's crazy.
Isn't it nuts?
So you did all the copy without knowing what it smelled like.
Yes.
That's insane.
Before you fucking drag me for that, it's like I was doing marketing copy. I wasn't reviewing it. So it's like I was telling the story and like making it make sense. Yes, it would have helped had I smelled the fragrance, but like it's that's very normal. Yeah. All the shit that I did for Becca Cosmetics, RIP, I didn't use any of that shit before it came out. You know, I still had to write about it. You know, actually, that's a lie. But it's
common.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
So the fragrance itself, like, I don't know that any of this helps because I don't think it reads in the scent, but I can probably do the notes off the top of my head. That like the top notes are like sugared petals and turns out I can't. But there's like vanilla, cocoa, a lot of woods, some musk. I think there's a little bit of rose in there. And the build just will tell you that it smells just like every celebrity fragrance ever, but it doesn't. It to me. Yes, she's putting it on. Okay, so
I'll let it air out.
Yeah. To me, it's if you took everything I love, like a spicy vanilla, and then shot it through a pack of Starburst, and then pulled it back through Sable's imagination and also a tree, you would get Eilish.
Also a tree.
It is very like springy and buoyant and tangy. And not citrusy, but it like wants to be citrus, but it's not. It's like
it's got edge.
Yeah, it's like flexible, and it's I don't know. It's really it's a genuinely a very cool fragrance.
Yeah,
I really really like
it. It's pretty mutable. Like I just sprayed it on my arm. Just
I know. I really wish it was like 20% stronger.
It's sweet,
mm-hmm.
and like immediately I think of like a sweet. Like desserty gourmand, but then it has all these spicy edges to it that I'm like, whoa.
It's so wild.
Which is honestly like reminds me of her music.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
I don't know like
that
what I can.
That's interesting.
I know.
Yeah.
I just think it's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can and can't say.
I mean, it's out now.
It is out now. And truly anything that I could say is just going to make the brand sound good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The cool thing about this. Is that I won't get into why, but the fragrance is exactly like what she wanted. That's all I'll say. However, what I will say that's more specific is the bottle. The bottle looks like sort of like a bust of, I guess, a woman's body. It has tits, but it's like a bust from right below, I think, the nose to right above, I guess, where the nipples would be.
Okay. So it's like the neck and décolleté.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when this all started, Billy was like, I'm obsessed with like the neck and collarbones and jaw. And I just want the bottle to like be that. And I also want it to be like an amber, bronze, gold, whatever. And this is like first meeting where she's just like riffing on ideas.
Yeah.
And truly a year and a half, 2 years later, that is exactly.
They were like, we got you, fam.
that is like exactly what the bottle is. And. I'm just like so impressed because like obviously when you have talent like Billie Eilish, like you want to make her happy, but it's also like you and I know how many doors and how many approvals these things have to go through to make it to market. And the fact that they really truly kept her exact idea and kept the integrity of the project intact, getting it to the consumer, I think is really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the fragrance is really fucking good, honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's getting a little sweeter now in my skin.
I love wearing it. I've been wearing it almost all week.
Yeah. Like it's sweet, but I'm not getting sweet in like a particularly feminine way.
It's not red berry. So
yeah.
It's really interesting. I love it. It's very yellow.
It's like honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a stickiness to it. Yeah.
And so Billy like Lord has synesthesia. So that, which is a neuro, whatever that you
associate. It's like your senses are.
Intertwined.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of this fragrance to her. And like the bottle and the juice itself is this amber bronzy color. Cause she's like, when I smell this, this is what I see. Like this exact color, it has to be this. So that's what they did. And yeah, I don't know what, like, it was like one of the coolest parts of my summer. I couldn't fucking tell anyone about it except you. And yeah, I want to get the brand who made the scent on the show.
Oh.
And I think that.
Is it an incubator or is it like a.
No. Well, I guess yes. It's Parlux.
Who?
Parlux.
I don't think I've heard
they
of
do,
them.
They do this shit apparently, but they do like, I mean, Billy's like the biggest project they've had for a while, but yeah. And I think they like me because they're good to work with. So
even,
I mean, the checks haven't cleared yet. I haven't invoiced them either. So talk to me in 4 or 6 weeks,
but
yeah, we should get them on the show.
We should.
You know?
That's cool. We should get them to make a scent for us.
I know, seriously. What up? So I'm interested to see what more will come. And also, like, she doesn't seem strike me as a celebrity fragrance celebrity.
No. But honestly, all celebrities are celebrity fragrance celebrity at a certain point, I think.
She has apparently been obsessed with fragrance all her life. So it does, in that way, I guess, makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She's always on fragrance. Yeah. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Everybody loves fragrance.
I think that's why.
No one talks about it.
We put together a gift guide episode for you.
Duh. Honestly, fragrance and scent and smells, you can't go wrong with that as a gift.
I think it can go extremely wrong. I think you should never buy fragrance for a gift.
Really?
Yes. That's just why we're doing
a fragrance
episode.
So interesting. Anytime I've given someone something fragrance related, like they love it.
Well, you have good taste.
They're delighted.
And you know how to read someone too in that way.
Okay. Yeah. That is crucial. You have to know this. Like you can't just give a random fragrance to like a stranger or like a Secret Santa.
Right.
Like, no.
Right.
This has to be a person you know and understand. Mm-hmm. Also, it's like a good way to show someone that you kind of get them too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's fucking intimate, dude.
Yeah. I had dinner with a friend for his birthday this week and I gave him an Otherland candle. And the packaging is so good for gifts because even in a single candle, it comes in this sizable box.
Yeah.
Everything is like fitted well. Mm-hmm. And then there's like, it has its own little box of matches. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like a really nice, like gift opening experience.
I actually just gifted an Otherland candle as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he loves like brown liquor. So it was the old fashioned candle.
Girl, same.
Yeah. It was the old fashioned candle.
Is that the new one?
I think it's from last year's holiday collection.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. What a good idea.
Yeah. And he was thrilled.
Snaps, dude.
Dude, they snap. Like, they're such good giftable candles, but they also just smell really good on their
own. And we love Abigail from the brand. She does really, she's just great.
Yeah.
She's one of the girls.
She's one of the girls.
You know?
Yeah. She just does really interesting, unique candle scents. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Really thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Otherland.
Yeah.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
Sable, what's your first gift?
Ha ha ha. Okay, we're not putting them in any order of importance or price or anything.
No.
Okay, so speaking of candles, A Boy Smells Magnum candle.
Yeah.
Any one of them.
Hell yeah. Glam.
I would suggest the Hinoki Phantom, just because it's a personal favorite.
That was actually going to be on my list too.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, I'm glad we're synergized.
We're so aligned.
Yeah, they're $86.
Okay. So like a Magnum is a big three wick candle, not a like a Bath and Body Works three wick candle. No disrespect, but like one of the
they're Magnum,
the
get
big
it?
Bitches.
Yeah,
yeah,
they will burn for like weeks.
Yeah,
it's 27 ounces, so that's bigger than like a Slurpee.
Yeah,
don't drink it. Don't drink the candle. And for comparison, the standard sizes are 8.5 ounces. And those are $39.
Yeah.
So you're getting a deal. You're buying in bulk. They have a couple of the Magnums. The Denims.
Which is so good.
You love that one.
Hey.
Figure R smells just like a Christmas tree.
Yep.
So that's another one. Broken Rose Rosary. I ordered the Copal Phantom. Not the Magnum, just the regular size. I'm excited for that one.
Nice. I think they have Slow Burn by Casey Musgraves. And
yes,
a Magnum
that is a Magnum too. But Hinoki Phantom, I think, is just like the best scent they have.
They cannot drop that fine fragrance fast enough, dude.
Did we get like a date on that? Like they still haven't given us a date of when they're going to release that.
I think
November?
Nope. No, I think
December.
I thought it was November 21st. What day is it? Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
It's the 13th. So that's soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did they ever get you your sample?
Yes, they did.
Word.
Yay. The first time they sent it to me, it just like never arrived.
Huh.
So somebody out there has a sample of it, you bastard. I was hoping that they would both arrive at a certain point, that I have two samples, but no. It's so fucking good.
It's so good.
Yeah. Hinoki Phantom, their fragrances are $98. They only come in one size.
You know what? I will say Hinoki Phantom, I would drop that.
I would drop that. Yeah, absolutely.
Any of their scents, I love, but Hinoki Phantom is far and away the best one.
I agree.
I have
to
get that full size.
Superior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Completely.
You could blind buy it, and I don't think you would be disappointed.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You don't have to, though. They are in enough stores.
Yeah.
I say that with a question mark. They are
You can order them online.
Is this true?
Like, from their website, they're fine. I don't think their fragrances sell as well as their candles. They're also more expensive.
Yeah.
But, like, and they're newer, so I don't think people are as familiar with them, but...
I feel like they told me differently.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they told me at the event that one of their fragrances is... I don't know what I'm talking about.
They said that... Suede Pony and Violet Ends are like the two best sellers.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Which makes sense.
We love voicemails.
Yes, we
truly love voicemails.
Yes. Anything from them, honestly, is a good gift. But I think if you're going to give someone a candle and you want to impress them, get them the big one.
Get them a Magnum.
Get a big, fat candle.
And they'll think of you every time they light it.
Exactly.
Which is the point.
And if they burn their house down, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Tynan, what's your pick?
So I have two candles on my list, which is funny because I don't burn candles. But this... So... One of my, so I think buying someone a fine fragrance, like we just said, like is a little bit of a gamble, but if you know them, then you can pull it off. However, a candle is a safer bet. And one of what is truly like my favorite scents in a vast collection of favorite scents, maybe top 20, is Incense City from All Saints. And I know, random.
Wild card. Mm-hmm.
And they just made it into a candle. And I cannot tell you how much I love this scent. Like, it is just, like...
I like the name, so I feel like
so
I would
good.
Like...
I'm, like, gonna cry. Yeah. Like, incense can get, especially in a fragrance, especially on your body all day, can get really, like, in your fucking brain. You know what I mean? Like, really...
Clings to your nose hairs.
Exactly. Like, headachey and dense and just... potent in a way that's like, look at this hobby. Incense City is not that. It is such a gorgeous, gorgeous wear. It's like incense-y, but wet, but like there's a sweet thread through it that tempers everything down. It is really a triumph. I love it. And it's not new. Also,
I realize All Saints had scent.
They do. And they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But
they're like kind of expensive, that store.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember thinking that. And I was like, this is how much? You poor man's rag and bone.
But the candle's only $45. Okay, only $45. They sent it to me. I'm super happy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, that's the gift. I think it's just an exquisite candle that like not a lot of people, fragrance that not a lot of people know about, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I love that you can, because they didn't make, I think they have 5 cents, maybe 6, but they didn't make all, I think they only made 2 into candles. And I'm really happy that this one is the one because I just think it's gorgeous. And I think like you're like the smell of incense in your space, I guess without burning incense, it's just like it's very nostalgic to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Because
I like grew up, I guess, in the Episcopalian church and we burned incense all the time. And yeah, now it's comforting in that way, and it's also like esoteric and spooky.
Yeah,
so
I love spooky.
I don't know, Incense City by All Saints.
Yeah,
we love it. What's your next one?
Okay, my next one, this is a pretty easy one. The Commodity Discovery Set.
It's
$30. Okay. But it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Just to smell it all.
I found mine.
Okay, good, good, good. And it will allow the receiver a discount.
Okay, wait, though. If I bought the set for you,
I'm sure.
Okay. It wouldn't have to like be the same credit card or something?
No.
Okay. In terms of discovery scents, it's a ton of fragrance.
Yes. The vials are small, but I've gotten a couple wears out of a vial,
you
to be honest. Yeah.
A week, but you can get a week plus
I'm
out of a vial.
I'm a generous spritzer.
Yeah.
Also, they have different curated discovery kits.
Do they?
Yeah. They have 3 that separate by scent space.
Got it.
So.
Which one did we have?
We got the full.
Got it.
The full one.
Okay.
So it's $22 for the scent space kits. Meaning there's the personal discovery kit, expressive discovery kit, and bold discovery kit, and it just has those 6 scents. And then there's the scent space trio kit, so you can go by scent. So if you get like the gold scent space kit, it's $12, and you get gold personal, gold expressive, gold bold. Personally, I would not go that route because they smell similar enough, but the exploration kit is the big daddy. And that one is $38, but you get them all. And it comes with its own blotters. There's a code for 15% off your next 100 milliliter purchase.
Which will shake out to a nice little savings.
A chunk.
Yeah. And we're frugal girls here. We want you to save money.
And then I also just remember that they're priced differently.
Yeah.
Like the personals are like $105. The expressive is like $125. Yeah. And then the bold is $145, I think. So.
Flop.
Yeah. But still, you get a little discount code.
Yeah.
I just think it's a nice set to have, honestly.
No, I agree.
If you never bought the fragrance and you just went through this kit, like, you could do the whole year round, honestly. Truly. So That's a great gift to give someone.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah. See, you can give fragrance as a gift.
You're right. You're right. We love to discover.
Yes, we love to discover. Christopher Columbus just discovered.
God.
Idiot. Can you believe? Anyway. What is your next pick?
So my next pick is actually another candle. This is something that I really love. It is in my home. It is done by a friend of mine named Mira Mariah, who goes under the artist name Girl New York. She is an artist that works in many mediums, but she is most well known for tattoos. She has her own candle available on her website.
Ooh.
It is so lovely and good. When I went to her pop-up in July/August, she explained it to me, like, I wanted it to smell like you've been out all night in New York and it's 6 a.m. and you're walking by a bakery in a leather jacket and smoking a cigarette and it's just like sweet and smoky and all this. And it is truly that. It is so good. So the description, just because she's such a good, fun, romantic writer, is it smells like the morning after a night. So good. You ate 3 pancakes in a diner just 4 hours earlier, and now it's 6 a.m. You're in your best leather jacket, cigarette in hand, walking home in New York. Not your home, our home. And it's just lovely.
It reminds me of my 20s.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can tell me about that. It's in a big cream vessel with a removable leather sleeve with her art on it. And I love the way that it makes my place smell because it is, I mean, it's like sweet and gourmand and vanilla and flaky and smoky. And there's this sort of like metallic note of almost like recycled air or like cool morning mist. I really love it. It's so good. It's so unique. It's so nicely done. And it's one of those candles it's not super strong, but you don't really even have to burn it to like get your space to smell like it if you're close to it. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's beautiful. It's like, and not one of a kind because there's more than one of them, but not a lot of people are going to have it. Super unique. Yeah, it's just sort of like a perfect like explanation of her brand and what she loves. And it makes my home feel like even more like me in a weird way. So she also does a bunch of zines or 2 zines available on her website, which are both like extremely good reads. So I just like what she does.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a very insider-y kind of, I don't know, it's cool and unique.
I'm an insider girl, Sable.
She's one of the it girls, the downtown New York girls. Do we have those anymore?
I don't know.
I think we're too far in late stage capitalism.
Right.
There's no such thing as an it girl anymore.
No.
Only girl bosses.
Yeah.
It went from it girl to girl boss.
That is true.
God. What is this society?
Now look what happened. Look what the girl bosses have done. What's your next one?
Okay. My next one is a Byredo scented fan. It's part of their holiday collection.
Oh God.
It is literally a hand fan.
Yeah.
When it, like when you're a lady, you get the vapors and you're like, ah.
Yeah.
But it has its own little holder and it's just like a home fragrance. I would recommend the Treehouse scent personally.
You know who else would recommend Treehouse? Taylor Swift. It is one of her favorite scents.
I'm sure she has the Byredo.
She does.
Fan.
Stream the 10-minute version of All Too Well, as I have been doing all weekend and sobbing.
All right. Okay.
Back to you, Sable.
Fair. To all those who celebrate. It's $150, so it's not cheap. It's very cool and beautiful looking. I don't know how long these things are supposed to last, but I feel like long after it's lost its scent, it's still going to look cool in your house.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's like a pleated hand fan on a stand and the pleats have like the Byredo alphabet.
I love their typeface.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool.
Yeah. It's very well branded.
Someone told me that the B on the packaging and the atomizer looks like a 13.
It does.
Which I would not have seen myself, but I guess I see it. I'm like, you're wrong.
But you're
also right. I don't think it's intentional. Let's get Ben Grom on the show.
I could see it.
Got to take him to task for some things.
He has never responded to any of our reach outs.
You can run, but you can't hide.
You know what? At this point, I'm like, I'm fine.
Yeah. No, I do want to talk to him.
Okay.
Wait.
Fine. What?
Our newest Instagram follower.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, no.
I instigated that, to be fair.
Oh, did you? How'd you?
I followed him first, and then he followed us back.
Mm. I fucked up.
What?
I fucked up.
What do you mean?
So, Frank Vogel, creator of
all of our favorite
my favorite scent, Santal 33 and Glossier You, followed us on Instagram, and I saw that, and it struck panic into my heart, because you know, like I know, that I have been running
you
my mouth.
You have been running your mouth.
On this podcast about all of his work for the length of the show. No, I know. I know he's like, he was probably like, I create the most well-loved fragrances in the industry, and you're a dumb, loud, ignorant gay bitch. And you know what? He's got a point. So all respect to Frank Vogel. If you heard me talk shit about your work, no, you didn't. I sometimes forget that, like, after the mics are off and we hit upload, like, the show exists.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, this yes, doesn't exist in a vacuum. I also don't understand.
We're not having a private conversation.
Right. Right. So I'm like, oh.
Even though it feels that way.
Sometimes, like, people quote shit back to us that we say.
What?
And I'm like, who is she?
Who is that? That was not me.
Whatever.
I'm a different person now.
Come at me.
Grown. Well, I interviewed Frank Vogel for a Harper's Bazaar piece last year, so we are acquainted. We did speak on the phone.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I don't know if he connected Smell You Later to me, but I don't know. Maybe he just saw it and was like, oh, perfume. Okay, sure.
He's probably like, who's your little sidekick?
Yeah. I was just like looking, like, he has a private profile, and it's like, it's just like his family.
His family's
like,
adorable.
His family is so adorable.
Oh my God.
His kids are so cute. Yeah. They're, you know, grown teenagers. I think they're like graduating from high school or college. But I'm like, look at your beautiful biracial family. It's so cute.
Love it.
Yeah, I love it. Anyway, he should come on the pod.
Should he? Frank, come on the pod. Yeah. The only stipulation is you can't listen to any of our episodes.
Yes. All good faith.
Yes.
He has his hand in every pie.
Everything. Oh, the new...
The new 80s scent. 80s, A-E-D-E-S.
Not that it's a pronunciation podcast, but I do know how to pronounce it.
Is that it?
It's Aedes.
Fuck.
Aedes is cooler. Actually, Aedes? I shouldn't say that. They're coming out Aedes.
I don't know.
I know. Whatever.
Okay. Aedes. I'm going to have
to... We're not going to start pronouncing things right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, there's like one really cool... Perfume Apothecary in New York City. It's like one of the last ones. Aedes, I've been saying it wrong this whole time. And they have their own house line, and they just released a fragrance that's named after the address, 16A Orchard. And it's interesting because like their whole thing was like, they're like, oh, we wanted this to be an homage to the Lower East Side neighborhood. We're like, it's just like everyone's really unique and cool and like creative types. Yeah. And it's just like a mishmash of like all kinds of people, which it is. And they call it a skin scent, which I don't know if I agree with. It's like a little sweet, a little fresh, a kind of musky. It's very amorphous. It's pleasant. It's lovely. It's a lovely scent. And then I looked it up and I'm like, another Frank Vogel original.
Another Frank Vogel skin scent.
Yeah.
I will say, number one, their house collection fucking bangs.
Oh, it's so good.
It's insane.
Yeah.
They had an event on Tuesday and we both went, and they ran us through each scent in the collection. And when I honest to God tell you, I was each of them.
Yeah.
I was like, what
exquisite.
The fuck? And there were three that I love. Four, if you count the one that's dropping in December. I am obsessed with it. Where was I going with that?
Which is the one in December?
What's that?
Which is the December one?
I don't remember what it's called, but it is very good.
Okay.
So the new 16A Orchard.
Yeah.
To me, I agree with you that they sold it in as a skin scent. When it hit my skin, I was like, I disagree. And then 4 hours later, I was like, oh, I do agree. I think...
Well, yeah. Anything that fades after 4 hours is a skin scent.
Yeah, it fades down into something familiar.
Yeah.
Not stale, though. But when, like, immediately it is, like, there's a lot more happening. And, like, it is very alive and, like, very fresh.
Yes.
And lovely.
I got a lot of iris, ginger.
Yes.
Something kind of green and figgy. Yeah, that's like what I got from it.
Dude, if you can go to Aedes at 16A Orchard
in Lower East
Side, New York City,
yes,
you should, and smell all of their stuff. It is so good. Tell them we sent you.
Yeah, seriously. They're going to be on the pod later.
So. Yeah.
He.
No hype, but they are.
No, yeah, I was like, that's not a tease. That's an announcement.
Is it me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a body product that I have been obsessed with. So I struggle with body acne and... You know, very sexy. I am not insecure about a lot of things because I think I'm the most beautiful person in the universe.
Yeah.
And all of that. However, I don't love having breakouts on my back or shoulders. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten a lot better because I have sort of like learned how to maintain it, but it is still something that I am dealing with and negotiating every day. Having a body scrub that I do like once a week helps keep things at bay, but a lot of them can feel like using fucking shards of glass on your skin. Like, it's way too abrasive. You don't need all that. There is this body scrub from a new brand called Self Made. This scrub itself is called True Grit Resilient Scrub. Their whole thing is like mental well-being and skincare, which, like, I don't love when you pair that shit with product. Just some product, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the product is really good. Number one, because it is pretty gentle. It's actually almost more of a body wash than it is a body scrub. There are like the little beads in it, but not a ton. It's not going to scrub you down to the bone. But Sable, the scent is so good.
Ooh.
Oh my God. It like, there's nothing, I don't think.
Does it come in one scent or do they have?
Yes. I don't believe that there's anything about the scent in the web copy. So who knows what it is, but it is, it's giving like iris. Ooh. It's so, it's pretty potent in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use it. I keep coming back to it because the smell is so, so good. It's a warm sort of like iris, musk, vanilla, maybe a little patchouli in there. I mean, I don't know.
Is it for body acne or is it just a scrub that happens to be good at body acne?
I'm going to answer that with a yes, because I don't know.
Sure.
No, it's not like, I don't believe there are any like acids in it or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, there's tea tree oil, holy basil, fruit enzyme. So it is going to give you a little bit of that.
I like that.
Yeah. I've been using it actually more than once a week. Because one, like I said, it's not too abrasive. And two, the smell just makes me so happy. It is so beautiful. And it's not all that expensive either. It's $34. But it's 7 ounces. So like you get quite a bit of it.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite like body products of the year. It's such a joy to use. Yeah. It just smells so good.
It's such a hard time getting my back.
Shower. Same.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't imagine like having a breakout on your back and be like, I can't reach it.
It's not great.
Yeah. Have you tried the soft service and stuff?
You gave me the body spray.
The spray and the mask.
And I keep getting it in my mouth.
Oh no.
I have. I do like a body spray in that way, like a body toner. No negative feedback. It's great.
Okay.
I do wish, so the one from Verst is fantastic because the component, you can spray it from any which way.
Oh, I like that.
I do like that. Yeah. It's like pressurized or whatever. Right. It's not aerosol, but it is like, so when you hold it.
Right. It doesn't sputter out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This one doesn't have that. And I just sort of compare everything to that better component that like is really thoughtful and easy to use. But the soft services one is good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What's your next one?
Okay. This is an idea that I actually got from our friend Kara Nesvig.
What up?
Fancy fabric care items.
Oh, yeah.
Because she said one of her favorite things is the Laundress detergents.
Is this a John Mayer one?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. Like, yes, John Mayer did release a scent with them. I don't know what it smells like. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. But they also have Le Labo. They did a collab with them. But they have their own scents that they do. But they have all of these kits. And they have one that I think I might get for myself, honestly. It's the woolen cashmere kit.
Oh.
Because I own way too many sweaters for one person, but I love sweaters and I will never dry clean a thing. If I own anything that's dry clean only, you can trust it has never been dry cleaned because fuck that. I either just like cold water wash it and hang it or lay it flat to dry, or I just spray it with a deodorizer. I'm not going to a dry cleaner, sorry. But they have a woolen cashmere kit that cleans your expensive sweaters, because sweaters can get expensive, or anything else you might own that's fancy, and it makes it smell nice.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, like, if you have any friends or family members who are, like, kind of bougie, you can just get them this, like, really nice-smelling woolen cashmere shampoo.
That's nice.
And spray.
I think Dead Cool just did a detergent as well.
Oh.
Could be wrong about that, but I think...
I've been using... Byredo did, like, a...
Yeah.
They're, like, powdered, Blanche-scented... Mm-hmm. Laundry detergent that they sent with their like new limited edition Blanche white cap
with the
fragrance.
White deco,
yeah. So I've been using that and it smells lovely.
I love that.
Yeah. But I don't think Byredo regularly does detergent. No.
No, but they probably will.
They should. No. Yeah. This stuff, look, it's not cheap, but neither are your cashmere. So
yeah.
it's worth taking care of. Also, you get like a big ass bottle and it's going to take you a long time to get through it. So yeah, the Laundress, it's like $74 for their bestseller kit, which again,
yeah.
But if it's a gift, you know, I like never really have price grief. I don't really balk at the price.
Price grief.
I don't know what you call that. Like price struggles. I don't balk at a price when it's a gift the same way I do, but if it's for myself, I'm more comfortable spending money on other people than with myself. Because with me, I'm just like, I already have this, or I don't really need it, or I'm not going to use it. But when I'm gifting for other people, I'm just like, I want them to get the thing that will bring them the most joy. Mm. So I don't really think about that as much. But anyway.
That's so nice.
Yeah. What's your next one?
My next one is the All Body Wash by Fur.
Mm.
Oh, I gave that to you, didn't I? Because
mm-hmm.
I got two.
Yeah, I like it.
Not that I need to say this, but I've done a paid ad for Fur before. Yeah. This is not that.
Not for that product, though.
Not for this product.
Yeah.
So Fur is, what are they? They were like,
they're a body care line.
Yeah.
They had that one pubic hair oil.
I just don't want to say pubic. Yes.
Yeah.
Crash and then they oil. Did a few other products,
yeah.
including the body trimmer, and now they did an all body wash. It's like an oil wash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I never really trust. So it's
like, I think it's a gel. It's like a shower gel, but it's just very emollient.
Yeah. Really the only body, like shower body oils that I've tried are the Neutrogena, like Rain Bath or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like, yes. Mm-hmm. The Glossier one, which I didn't like.
It was okay.
I just like need a little lather. I'm sorry to be such a plebeian about it, but like I need it to react.
Mm-hmm.
This one is sort of the perfect all-in-one that like it does feel like an oil ? I do agree with you. It is like an oil gel. But it has like a lot of cling and a little lather, but it's a really rich
lather. I get a pretty good lather from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. And it does have a really nice scent to it, but not super heavy,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's going to rinse off in the shower. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But.
And it doesn't leave your skin feeling tight or dry, which is good for the winter.
Or filmy.
Or filmy.
Conversely. Yeah. It's great. It's great for the winter because like, I feel like my skin, I use it more of a treatment than a body wash.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So I'll like.
Treatment where?
Like on my body.
Oh.
Like a conditioner, like a body conditioner. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
I don't think it as a body wash. I think of it more as like a body oil.
Got
in the shower.
I think of it as soap. It's nice soap.
Yes. So like if I'm in the shower, like doing the damn thing, I'll usually just shower. But if not, I'll do the scrub, a body wash, and then this body oil and sort of leave it on.
Mm.
And then rinse it off.
Oh.
Anyway, it feels like a very like
lovely
luxury product. It's only $28. It's really, and the component is really beautiful too.
It's cute. It's
really simple.
I like the ball cap.
Really, really nice. Yeah. I love the ball cap.
Yep.
Yeah. I think this is a really great thing to gift. It feels different and unique and it doesn't feel gendered. It feels sleek and elevated and it smells nice.
Yes. It smells nice.
You know, get your friend something that they'll make them feel nice.
Yeah.
It's all that matters.
You should get them that and the self-made body scrub together.
You should.
Yeah.
What up?
Take care of that body, yaddy yaddy.
Please. Thank you, Mega.
Okay. I'm glad that you have all the body products because I didn't really put any.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. This is a pretty easy one. The Replica Mini Coffret Set.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah. I think it's a Sephora exclusive. It comes with 5 7-milliliter little bottles. 7 milliliters is actually a good amount.
Those are so pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty. They kind of look like tiny little push-in bottles.
Because it's pretty. Who cares?
It's pretty. They have Bubble Bath by the Fireplace,
yes.
Lazy Sunday Morning, Jazz Club, and Beach Walk.
Dude, all the hits.
I would be very pleased with that arrangement.
I don't know that Bubble Bath has been around long enough for it to hit.
Yeah.
But it is nice if you like that vibe. But dude.
Yeah. I kind of wish they included the lipstick one.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe Matcha Meditation. Mm-hmm. But that Matcha Meditation was also very new.
Yeah. By the Fireplace is the one that people go fucking crazy for.
We love that one.
And Jazz Club, people really love too.
Yes. And I think Beach Walk people love as well.
Yes.
But yeah, it's $68. I just think it's a nice little sampler. It's like a hefty sampler gift.
Yes.
Because altogether, that is like a full... What's 7 times 35 ounces?
Girl, I don't 35 know.
35 milliliters. How much is 35?
I just love the look of those little coffrets. They're so pretty.
That's like a bottle. That's like one full small bottle of perfume. Yeah. 35 milliliters.
Honestly,
but you get variety, which is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're like little splashy bottles. Yeah.
Giving the gift of options.
Yes. Give the gift of variety. I also think it's nice to get lots of little things. That's always very exciting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do love little things.
I love little things. Okay. What's your next one?
My next one, I have not used personally, but it is something that I would really like. It is from Glossier.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, or you're welcome. It is Glossier.
Oh, always, is it the bath?
It's the bath duo. Okay. So Glossier is releasing. Glossier always really shows out.
Yeah, their holiday stuff is good.
Always really good. Yeah. The packaging is always really good. It's nice.
Even when I know I wouldn't use it, I still want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt for all the holiday collection this year. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking use any of that. So I didn't call it in. However, I was like, can you send me more mascara? The bath duo is a little pot, a little jar of bath oil pods.
Those were like the thing I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I love those.
They're really weird and like retro.
Yeah.
They kind of freaked me out. I'm like, where do you put those?
They dissolve in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also comes with that and a candle.
Yeah.
And the bath pods are vegan orange blossom. They're orange blossom.
I think it's the Body Hero scent, right?
Neroli scented. What?
Isn't it the same scent as Body Hero?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Isn't that really floral?
It's quite floral.
Yeah. This is orange blossom and neroli, which I suppose can also be
I think that is floral. The Body Hero scent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skin conditioning oils that dissolve in water, whatever. They're vegan.
Don't eat them.
What?
You're vegan. Like, don't eat them.
Well, don't eat them, right. And then it comes with a candle also that is the same scent. I just think it's a really like thoughtful bath set.
They should have the candle all year.
I think I would be, I don't know about the candle, but this is, the bath oils are for sure going to make it to their core collection.
Probably, yeah.
You don't like formulate a whole new product.
Fair,
For holiday, they never do
I don't know,
again,
they might. I mean?
Yeah, I think this is really pretty. I am sort of regretting not calling
I'm
it
sure
in,
you
but
can
I also
still
like,
call it in.
I know, but
do
I
do you take
just,
baths
like,
though?
I don't take baths. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
But I do love a bath oil.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, does that make sense?
No.
Oh well.
It doesn't.
Oh, speaking of baths, this brand called Bathorium.
Not Bathorium.
Bathorium. They sent me this Hinoki bath salt.
Ooh.
And they are exquisite.
Really?
Yeah. I'm putting it on my list right it's now fine. Because you just reminded me of it. I am a sucker for pretty much anything Hinoki scented or the tree itself. And they have a Hinoki magnesium bath. They call them bath flakes, but it's kind of like a malt and sea salt, you know, the big ones that go on chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
It's a big old pouch. It's $33 and you get like a lot, 750 grams. They say it's good enough for two or three baths. I have bathed with it twice. And I feel like I still have a lot left in the bag.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not using enough. I don't know. I mean, magnesium salt, like Epsom salts and baths are really good for you, for your muscles. It's like very relaxing. And if you're into witchy stuff, it's supposed to like dispel bad spirits or neutralize bad energy. So there's that. Also, it just smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to take more baths. It's just so laborious. You got to fill the bath. Then you sit in the bath. Then you got to empty the bath. You got to shower after the bath.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a lot.
Yeah.
So like when I have an evening where I'm just, it's early enough where like I have the energy to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But it's just so nice to sit in this nice smelling bath and transmute bad energy and read a book.
Transmute bad energy.
Yes. A good bougie gift that is like a crowd pleaser for anyone if you want to splash some cash is the Aesop hand soap set.
You know what? I was going to say Byredo hand soap.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or that. They have, Aesop has one that's a full-sized hand soap and hand cream duo. It's called the Reverence Duet. It's $125, which
a lot.
Is a lot. But if you really want to impress someone, this is the shit.
What I like about the Byredo hand soaps is I just think the component's beautiful. And like, it's obviously stupid expensive, but it's like $60 or something, but like, it's also huge. And I don't think that's like a justification of the price, but like, I do
you
like
get a good amount.
It's a ton of hand soap. I just like that big ass component with the really simple Byredo deco on it.
Yeah.
There's just something about that. I'm like, maybe they do have a point.
It looks so luxury,
but I don't want to like buy something that I'm afraid to use. I'm so past that point in my life.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah.
I guess that's my problem.
Just use it, man.
Maybe I just need to
one
get richer.
One life to live.
Exactly.
You can buy more hand soap.
Well, with this fucking hail, it might be our last days right now.
Well, okay. The bottle you get is 16.9 ounces. That's a huge amount of hand soap,
right?
Yeah, Aesop. Okay.
Yeah, that's also a ton.
That's a ton.
And if it comes with body hand lotion, I mean, the price is exorbitant. Let me not. But yes, sure.
And they have refills. If you just bought the hand soap on its own, it's $39. And the refill is $38, which I'm like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Let's compare. So a Byredo hand soap is $65 and it's 15.2 ounces. So it's a little bit less than the Aesop and it is a lot more expensive, but you have more variety of scents and it looks fancier. So, you know, it's up to you.
And you can refill it with something else.
And you can refill it with, that is true.
You know
that
what
is
I mean?
True. Both of them, technically. I don't know why. I just feel like dudes especially lose their shit over Aesop products. And part of me is like,
I agree.
I think it's what it represents.
It's the only brand they know.
Yeah. It's the only luxury body brand they know.
That and Kiehl's.
And Kiehl's.
The only brand boys have ever
heard. If you want to get a dude to wear moisturizer, just give him a Kiehl's.
His face will smell like mint.
So many boys have I moisturized that way.
When you ask him, babe, did you moisturize today? He'll say no.
The one way I got my ex-boyfriend to like use skin products, not that he needs them. He had good skin. He's not dead. But yeah, I would like give him like the Kiehl samples I would get from work.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God. And then like he lived with two other guys and they were like, oh my God. And they like loved it. Yeah.
God, that's a huge perk of dating one of Mayor Sable. Exactly. Is you'll never pay for a product again. We get good shit.
This is like extremely bougie.
Okay.
But
I have another one, but go on.
Okay. Fonge number 9 always does these really sparkly decked out versions of their fragrances.
Yes.
They always do. And this year they have, I don't know if they had it last year, but they have a Swarovski encrusted version of Tribeca and Greenwich. Tribeca is one of my favorite Bond number 9 scents.
Yes.
And I haven't smelled Greenwich, but you say it's quite similar.
Yes.
So they have the bedazzled bottles. This is like if anyone who listens to us is rich. The Greenwich Village bejeweled with Swarovski crystals bottle is $1,000.
Jesus Christ.
$1,000. But the Tribeca one, there's less crystals on it, which I think looks better. It's just like around the emblem. That's $485, which I don't think is actually much more than the fragrance itself. If you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Really into splashing some cash on someone.
Yeah.
Do we have any rich, like, comment with your tax bracket, please? No, just kidding.
Well.
Or do. But they do have these, a lot of trio sets of their scents. And they're the smaller bottles. It's a 1.7. So you get 3 1.7s for $460, which is around the price of one full-size big bottle.
That trio is so pretty.
Yeah, which is good. So,
and like, you're right. That is like.
Yeah.
I mean, as much value as you can get from bottle number 9 for $450, it is.
$450 for 3 1.7 ounce fragrances for 50 milliliter. That's a pretty good deal if you really want to like splash some cash at luxury fragrance.
Totally.
Yeah. And they have a bunch of different sets that you can pick.
So wait, I didn't put any fine fragrances on my list because I thought we, I don't know why I thought we weren't doing that, but
we're doing everything.
The clown came back to bite once again. But I think I mentioned this on the show before, but I do want to put it on my list because it is one of my favorite products of the year. Going back to my body acne trauma, I always like to use a body wash with like some sort of something in that for that.
Yeah.
And Kosas this year put out a body wash that is really fucking good.
Yeah. I haven't tried it, but you have said it's great.
Yeah. They have really pulled up in the body category.
Yeah.
The Kosas Good Body Skin AHA and Enzyme Exfoliating Body Wash is so good. It's as a body wash for people like me. It has glycolic and lactic acids and fruit enzymes to help do all that good shit to your skin and keep breakouts at bay. It's only $18, which I think is a huge value, especially from
that is pretty good,
a mid-level makeup brand. But the fragrance, girl, is so good. And it is so light that like, you know, you don't step out of the shower smelling like it. But even if you did, I wouldn't mind. It is, again, sort of like an iris forward, really lovely floral. And it's funny because when you try to smell it in the component, you can't. But like once it hits your skin and the water and lathers, it really opens up. It's just like one of my favorite parts of my morning when I use it. And so it's like, yeah, the scent is great. The product itself is great. I can't say like one thing over the other really helps keep my body chilled out. But I think a serious and regular regimen of all of them is helping me out quite a bit. And this is fantastic. So I think it would be a great gift.
So many body products.
So many body products. Girl, I think about my body a lot.
You do.
My perfect body.
Feel like a list all its own.
Please.
The body list. Maybe we will one day. We'll see.
We should do a body episode.
Yeah, why not? God, there's so many scented lotions and shit.
I know.
God. Also, I feel like so many beauty brands now are releasing body products.
Yeah.
Like scented body products. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, where did they all get that cue from?
I would rather a beauty brand go into body than skincare.
Mm, yes. Agree.
It's sort of like... Yeah. I don't, not that body is any easier, but like, I do sort of feel like it's less complicated.
It is less complicated. Yeah.
It's sort of like, if skincare is not your thing, get the fuck out of it.
Too much skincare.
We also have like, there is just enough skincare.
Yeah, we're good, man.
If one more brand or one more influencer, no disrespect to influencers, whatever, get your bag, but like,
I
just
think it's,
don't need any more skincare brands, please.
I think it's a lot of brands whose investors pressure them because they're like, the skincare market is so huge now. We got to release skincare. And even though it doesn't make sense for the brand, they're just like, just figure out how to make it make sense so you can make money.
Right.
Anyway, that's late stage capitalism for you. But
there it is.
My very last gift pick, and this is really cute because it's a nice experiential thing and it might differ depending on where you live, but a bespoke fragrance consultation.
Mm.
There's a place in New York City that our friends keep telling us about.
We have we not gone?
We have to go.
We flops.
It's just called the fragrancedropnewyork.com.
I saw that.
Yeah. It's not fancy, but you can go there and they'll, you like tell them what you like.
Yeah.
And they will make you a straight up bespoke fragrance.
Okay. We need to go.
We need to go. There are some places. Where was the one you went to? It was called the Olfactory Slab or something.
Yeah.
So there are some places that will do sort of custom.
Frank Vogel did a set for them too.
Yeah. But not truly, truly bespoke, but like a customizable set.
Yeah. You like pick the bass and then you pick a couple of chords.
Yeah.
And it's a really fun experience. Yeah. It'd be cute to do with your mom on a date.
I think that's more common than like a truly bespoke fragrance.
And they do feel, I mean, like with all, they have options on options. But again, to your point, they're not building the scent for you.
Yeah.
Like from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of more of a
mix and match. Which is still fun. I think that's still a cool thing to do with somebody. But yeah. A bespoke fragrance. That is like, I feel like it's like the ultimate gift.
That is truly the ultimate gift.
I think so.
What a good gift.
I know. Someone better get me that.
We should go to Olfactory Studio.
Let's do it.
We should go to both.
We should go to both.
We actually should go to your place.
I agree. Yeah. I wonder how much it is.
Who cares?
Should look that up. Who cares?
It's a write-off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tell us what your favorite gifts are.
Yes.
In our DMs. We should actually do a Tuesday. Oh, fuck. Tuesday questions are so hard now because I'm in an office.
Yeah.
We'll do a Tuesday question and ask about your favorite gifts. We probably just won't share every answer.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
Sorry, having a job is complicated.
That's why I don't have one.
Sibla has a job.
Yeah. To my disbelief.
I mean, you're killing it though.
Yeah, I hope none of these befall the supply chain. I feel like, if anything, maybe these, if you don't get these exact things, obviously, like, it'll inspire you to do something similar or, you know, just get your gears grinding on what sort of good-smelling things to get people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like getting people things that they wouldn't have gotten themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of which.
What?
God, I just thought of one more thing very quickly.
No, go ahead.
Chanel does an egg-shaped soap. It's Chanel. It's scented with Chanel number 5. Mm. It's just like a bar of soap.
Yeah.
But it's shaped like an egg.
Cute.
And it's only $26.
That's very,
yeah. Kara and I, I don't know why, we just text each other about the eggs. And like, they have an egg-shaped hand cream and an egg-shaped soap. And I'm like, there's more eggs. They just keep coming out with more eggs. Anyway, I'm going to get myself that soap.
I'll give you their contact.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get
people
eggs.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who doesn't like anything just shaped like an egg?
Sable's obsessed with the orbs.
I love orbs.
So this all tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Anyway. God, what were you saying before I interrupted you with that egg?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, get your friends something that'll make them feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just nice giving people something that gives them just a spark of joy. In such a joyless landscape of our world. I mean, maybe not for you.
I'm really bad at giving gifts.
I love gifting.
Really?
I'm so good at it.
I either know the perfect gift or I know nothing at all. It's like,
I'm that person who will clock what you said in March about something you want to do or want to get and will remember it until your birthday or Christmas and get it for you. Because I'm a Cancer.
I am not that person because I never listen because I am an asshole. But I do love, well, I love getting it right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like a 1 out of 10 situation.
I love giving people gifts that ruin their lives.
Like what?
It's an excellent question. I can't think of anything now, but just something that they'll never forget and they'll be like, wow, that was a really good gift. And I'm like, I know.
I know.
Aren't you sad?
It's getting dark.
Yeah, it's getting dark. Never mind. It's anyway, it's a good skill to have.
It is.
Gift giving.
It is.
Yeah.
We love it. Well, the biggest gift of all would be 5 stars. If you would leave us.
Whoa.
If you would leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
A slick segue.
Hey, I'm learning from you.
Yeah. And yes, give us the gift of a good review.
Y'all's reviews are so nice. Thank
they
you.
They're really sweet, actually. Yeah. I don't know why I said actually.
Doing something right.
Yeah. We always appreciate it.
No, totally.
It's good to know. It's good to know.
It is.
And like, sometimes we learn to them. Like, I no longer say Bergamo because I was ashamed.
I still have a problem with that. Don't fucking come for Sable. Come for me. Don't come for my girl. Pull up.
Anyway, now I can say Bergamot.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Exactly.
Truly.
Beyonce said that you should never make fun of someone for mispronouncing something because that means that they've read it and not heard it. And you should never shame people for reading.
Mm. It's a stretch, but I'll give it to her. I'll give it to her. Thanks, B. Looking out.
Thank you, B.
I wonder if she says Bergamot.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking of Avril Lavigne saying David Bowie.
No.
That's pretty bad, actually.
That is bad.
Or John Travolta's.
Adele Dazeem.
That's not even how it's spelled.
Like,
just
truly terrible.
That was a real swerve.
Yeah.
That you can shame. That was pretty egregious.
Yeah. God.
Anyway, happy shopping.
Happy shopping.
Happy capitalism for all. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hope you just appreciate your loved ones. Tell them how much you love them with the gift of smells.
Exactly.
Yes. And as Tynan said, please give us 5 stars.
Yeah. A gift that you should give everyone that is free.
Yeah.
Is tell them to listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Give everybody 5. Your Uber driver, your DoorDash. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Follow me at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck, like Sable's editor said.
That's your name now.
Yeah.
And you can find us on Instagram at smellylaters@mp3.
We have some fun things coming, not to hype, but I can't wait.
Hype, non-hype.
Yeah. See you next week.
Yeah. We'll smell you later.
Smell you later.